வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீ குரு.
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 5th of July, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
Vaibhav, this material advancement, the advancement of Maya, big buildings, nice roads, nice motor planning, surely it is material advancement, admitted. But this advancement is advancement of the illusory energy. So what is wrong there? Suppose that the wrong is there, that this material world is temporary. So we have come here temporary, 25 years, 50 years, at most 100 years. We are already illusion, and we become more illusion. Then we forget our real business, mura. We remain mura. Supposing if there is next birth, so please, very much thanks us to know what is our next birth. Nobody is blindly going on. Very nice church, but understand what for this church is, what is God consciousness. Just cultivate this knowledge. No, because live nice buildings, nice happy life, but don't forget Krishna. Then what is the use of this life? And if you forget Krishna, then the result will be crying and you will be facing with problems. Why and now what to do? So many problems will be there. So the problems cannot be solved simply by possessing big buildings. There are so many churches.
All over America there are very expensive churches. In India you do not see so many temples. I was surprised when I went there first. Because there are, you do not see very many big gorgeous temples. But here everywhere there are big gorgeous churches.
India, South India is full.
Oh, South India. North India not.
You have not seen Jagannath then?
No.
And Vrindavan also? With Ranganath temple?
Yes. There are some nice temples.
And South is many. These are all university houses or private?
Some university, some
private. All very nice houses.
Yes.
Let them, every house, small temple, perform kirtan, then this will be all success. Do not cook meat. Nice prasada. Everything can be utilized, but better purpose. Now in the morning they are sleeping. Nidra hyati natsam babayana cha babaya. At night, either sleeping or sex. And daytime, diva chati hayarajan kutumba varane nava. Daytime, where is money? No? 70 miles free, go there, there is some money. All right, take money. Then what is next? Kutumba bharane nava. Just to purchase for the family, finish money. Again tomorrow. And what is business of your spiritual life? No time. What can be? Night you are busy in this way, and day you are busy. Where is the time? Don't bother us. Try to make them devotees, they will not become.
Not very easily.
Bhogai sajja prasaktanam tayapo hitasetasam dosharmika buddhi prabhidhiyat. Therefore, too much attachment for material enjoyment is disqualification for spiritual life. So the Western world is turned up for being too much attached to material enjoyment. Therefore lagging behind a spiritual life. But Vedic civilization is not to encourage too much for material enjoyment. Minimize. That is Indian civilization. They, if they had money, they used to spend for constructing big temples, not for residences. Maybe the king only had a big palace. Common men, they didn't care for big palace. Their parents were living. Common man would be very glad to live in a cottage, a small garden for growing vegetable, fruit, small lake. That's all. Not wasting time for building buildings, building what is called amenities. Well, it is good you have done this, but make this Krishna consciousness also one of the paraphernalia. Then it is very nice. But they are not inclined. Hare Krishna. Brahmins are scenting danger because they see that these Europeans are worshipping deity, temple, then gradually there will be no caste man.
So we also had difficulty with the caste problems?
They complained to the magistrate that what kind of religion he is introducing. It is not our Hindu religion. So chastise him. Part of the Brahmins, the police came and broke the drum. It was not the fault of the Mohammedans. The Brahmins lost complaint against Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he has to take step. They said it is not Hindu religion. They are disturbing God by chanting so loudly. Now the God is sleeping and they are disturbing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So stop this. So what can he do? After all, he is public servant. Therefore he took step.
come back
from England, myself and another boy were doing library work there. Went there after India festival. And so many very important schools all around the world that are known all around the world taking your books. Our last day was one of our most amazing days. We went to the Indian Office Library, the British government, because they've colonized India. They have so many books on India. This was the largest library like that in Europe. And the librarian, he looked at our books, and he says, yes, we should have all of these. So right on the spot, he ordered standing orders, one copy of every book. That same day, this was just 3 days ago, 2 days ago, we went to the biggest bookstore in the world. They're so big that they have three blocks. They take up sort of like three blocks, and they have three levels, three floors. So we went to see the manager, the man who owns, you know, the whole bookstore. And he says, well, I only deal with rare books. He says, well, this is why we've come to see you. And he says, I want three copies of every book. Yeah, three of every single book.
So they have orders.
Yes.
Very good.
Just in a matter of about 7-8 weeks, over 100 professors, you know, taking your books there.
Standing orders?
No, about 12 have taken standing, about 10 taken standing orders, but others have taken books to use for their courses, but for their own reading and for their own edification. Big schools like Cambridge, Oxford, as soon as they see the books, they immediately want them.
This is the rarest book. Not only rare, but rarest. There's no book throughout the whole world. Such a book.
Professor, he was reading your Bhagavad Gita. It was on his desk when I came into his office.
Andre.
Yeah. He says, oh yes, I know the Bhaktivedanta books. I just got this book from one of my colleagues. And he says, I showed him the books. He wanted the standing order. He teaches Sanskrit and Indian religions and Indian philosophy. And he said, there's one book I was just reading, Bhaktivedanta, he mentions it, the Nectar of Devotion. He says that, you didn't show me that, do you have that one? So I brought the books back to him that same day. And when I brought them, his students, they were in class, and they came out of the class, and they started looking at the books themselves, you know. And they really wanted to, you know, to be sure they could have a chance to read them in their course. They were really happy that he was buying them. So these are Krishna conscious books. We've read some of these before. These are really nice.
Greater enthusiasm, go on with book distribution. They will benefit it. And distributors also will benefit. Krishna says, Jayavang Paramam Goyam Madhvasti Shavidam. Nachata smart one is Pasid may play. If you want to become quickly recognized by Krishna, then make propaganda for this Krishna consciousness movement. And once recognized by Krishna, then you are going back to home, back to God, guarantee.
Sometimes we have heard that Pradesi is an inauspicious alignment of the planets, and therefore one has to counteract this inauspiciousness by more chanting.
No. It is the most auspicious. And chanting is more effective.
I remember you were instructing once that all of your initiated disciples should chant 25 rounds.
Minimum.
Minimum on this day. Is that a rule that we should all follow in our temples?
20. We have 16 rounds.
No, I mean on Ekadasi.
Oh, yes. Ekadasi simply you should chant. No other reason. Nidjala.
No preaching work?
Eh?
Should they go out for preaching?
No, those who are preaching, not for them. Those are sitting idle. Has no other regulation, simply preaching. The preacher is so exalted. He hasn't got to follow any regulation. But don't take it. But actually, if one is busy in preaching, one, that is first class. Mm-hmm. Not my manufacturer, my Guru Maharaj. That Madam Maharaj, his name was Brahmachari. His name was Haigri. So, he was to go somewhere. So, but he was sick. The Guru Maharaj was informed that he was sick and today is Ekadasi. He cannot take his regular meals. So, Guru said, no. He let him take immediately meals and go.
Maharaj would sacrifice everything for preaching.
Oh, yes. He was not pleased with Maharaj. We could not do anything.
Most pleased with you, Srila Prabhupada.
Hmm?
We must be sure of that.
Now, unless he is pleased, what I am what? It is due to his level. Otherwise, what I am what? Everyone says you have done wonderful. What can I do wonderful? It is by his pleasure. It is. Prasadad, Bhagavat Prasadad.